98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan. Did someone take out your bin? Did you wake up with glowing skin? Dublin, it's time to grin. Share with us your little FM.
Yes, as big as, your small as you like, your little wins are one of the most important and most happiest part of our days. And you've been texting us in at 0877 98 98 98. Jenny says, morning guys, last day in work until Monday. Myself and my daughter are heading to Amsterdam. A Christmas present from her to me and to her.
Lovely.
Love. And especially if that weather's going to be like that yesterday in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
All you want to do is walk around and have an
nice
absolute ball.
Yeah, rent a bike, cycle around the place. Yeah. I always love booking like an experience or a trip for a present.
Yes.
That's good for them and then also good for you as well. Good morning to Michelle, who's in Walkinstown. You're on 98 FM. Michelle, what's your little win?
Well, good morning, Brendan and Paul. My little win is I broke my ankle in the middle of January.
Oh, no.
And I've just come out of the boot.
Ah! That's a great little win, Michelle.
Great win, yeah. I'm delighted.
How's the old leg now? I know when it happened to me years ago, it had shriveled up quite quickly.
Yeah, it's still a little bit stiff, but sure, look, thank God I'm walking now and can get back driving. And
brilliant.
It's a great win for me. I'm delighted.
That's great, Michelle. Can I ask how the break happened in the first place?
You can, very, very easily. I tripped over the last two steps of the stairs.
Oh, no, Michelle.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did the what's called the David Beckham break in my foot, and it was not playing football, would you believe? It was dancing to Meatloaf.
Oh,
yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Michelle, I have one question, because I've never broken anything, so I've never had to wear a cast in my life. Is the itch with the knitting needle, is it next level when you finally hit the itch?
Well, I didn't get the itch because I was able to take the boot on and
off. You were in the boot,
off.
Yeah, very good.
Very nice.
Yeah, I was in a cast.
So sweet.
Yeah, yeah. We're delighted for you. That's a great little win. We're going to send you some INC cinema passes. Cheers, Michelle.
Thanks a million. Thank you.
I was saying that my little win is that I managed to unprise my fingers after I super glued them together yesterday. Mm. Jenny is in Clondalkin.
Morning, Brendan and Paul. Jenny here. A little win for you, Brendan, is if you use nail varnish remover, it'll help release your fingers if they get stuck together with super glue. Have a great day.
Thank you, Jenny. I just used blind panic. Emma's in Clonsilla.
Hi, guys. My little win this morning is that I tried on a pair of trousers that I'm wearing to work this morning and they are too loose on me, so I've obviously lost some weight and I'm so happy.
Happy favorite that feeling. You're happy, Emma.
Favorite good morning, feeling. This is Agnes. My little win is that this morning my car was not frozen like yesterday.
Agnes, that's a great little win. Mm-hmm. And here's Emmy.
Hi, my little win is that I get a day off home today. Winning Wednesday.
Love it.
Oh, good for you.
Love that. Emmy, Agnes, Emma, Jenny and Michelle, thank you so much for sharing your little win.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Loads of prizes.
Sparkly outfits.
And a soundproof booth.
98 FM.
Yes, it's the game everyone's talking about. Matchy matchy. We give you three words. You shout back the first word that comes into the head after each. And if your answers match with the presenter of your choice, there is some fabulous prizes on the line.
Here's AI, Rebecca and Brendan.
You'll be flying with this €250 flight voucher.
Win an automatic arming machine.
And, shh, do you hear that crackle?
What?
It's the sound of your music playing on this brand new record player.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy. Oh, AI, Rebecca and Brendan, I absolutely love yous. But good morning to Killian on the M50. You're on 98 FM. Killian, how are you?
Good on, Brendan. How are you?
Killian, what's the traffic light out there, my friend?
Dreadful, as usual.
Oh, is it dreadful? But at least we're banging out the tunes to keep you company, Killian.
Ah, yeah, that's the main thing.
That is the main thing.
Now, Killian, do you
play out there today? It's not as lovely as yesterday, but we'll make do. There's no rain, so
yeah, no, exactly, exactly.
That's it, exactly. Come here to me. Do you play Matchy Matchy in the car every morning?
I do, well, not every morning, but as much as I can when I tune in.
A good man, Killian. How do you normally do when you play along?
I'm not too good now, but
okay.
I'm all right.
Well, that makes a few of us.
Hoping today might be my lucky day.
Killian, I believe you're only a new listener to 98 FM's Big Breakfast.
Yeah, I usually listen to your sister's station, but not
okay,
usually.
Okay, well,
Breakfast.
Welcome to 98 FM, and thank you. Fingers crossed you're here for a long time to come, Killian.
What?
Fingers crossed you stay with us for a long time to come.
Oh, of course. I'm a loyal listener of your podcast there, you and Rebecca.
Oh, Killian, thank you so much.
Well, Killian, who do you want to play matchy-matchy with this morning?
I'll have to go with Brendan.
Killian, thank you so much.
I remember Brendan back in the day when he did the deal.
Just me and Killian.
I love
it's
Brendan.
It's a game together.
Right.
Killian, stuck in traffic. Your first word for matchy matchy is light.
Left.
No, light. L-I-G-H-T.
Oh, light.
Yeah.
Light bulb.
Light bulb. Okie dokie. Your second word is salad. S-A-L-A-D. Salad.
Salad bowl.
Salad bowl. And your third word, tap. T-A-P, tap.
Tap water.
Tap water. Okay, so for light, you said bulb. For salad, you said bowl. And for tap, you've said water. Are you locking in those answers, Killian?
I'm locking them in.
Let's go, let's go, let's go. In he comes. How are you? We flew through them. We are ready for you.
No messing around there.
No messing around with Killian. Not at all.
Oh, man.
Right, Brendan.
Yeah.
Your first word.
What angle do you have this microphone at? Or should I just move that? Sorry. Carry on.
Your first word is light.
Light.
L-I-G-H-T.
Light bulb.
Okay. Your second word is salad.
Salad. Bowl.
Bowl. And your third word is tap.
Tap.
Yes.
Oh. What comes after tap? I'm going to say tap water.
Tap water. So for light, you said bulb. For salad, you said bowl. And for tap, you said water.
Yeah.
Have you matched three with Killian on the M50?
I feel like I won the cash machine.
Killian, so do I.
Killian.
Stop it.
I can't believe this. You have matched three with Brendan.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe it.
Killian, we did it. Oh, my God, my hands are red raw. Killian, come here. You've won a flight voucher, an automatic ironing machine. I need to catch my breath.
Yes.
You've won a record player as well. The ironing machine is absolutely gas. If you haven't seen it, there is a video on 98FM's Instagram. Killian, congratulations. You've won Matchy Matchy.
I'm bleeding the lion.
So am I, Killian.
So are we, Killian. Absolutely thrilled for you. Congratulations. A massive, massive win. listen, have an absolute ball. We'll chat to you again, okay?
Thanks, Paul.
Cheers, Killian. Have a great day. Oh, my God, I cannot believe that.
I can't believe I'm here for another win. What is the story?
There's something with you and the winning. I'm telling you.
Oh, my goodness.
You're the good omen.
Well, look, that was absolutely epic. I can't wait to watch that back.
I didn't know what to say after tap, and then water just came to me.
I knew you were going to do it. Once you had the first two, I was like, that's it. He has it. This is done. We
love
will
it.
Reload the game. We're going to play all over again. Oh my goodness, that was epic.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
I want to talk about something that I shared on my Instagram yesterday that was just a very throwaway, silly thing that actually got a lot of reaction from people. I was in Jervis Shopping Centre yesterday.
Oh, I saw this.
And I'm not in there that often, but every time I am in Jervis, there's one core memory from my life that just comes straight back at me. And so yesterday, I shared the story of the time when I was about 19 or 20 years old.
Yeah.
When me and my mom were having a day out shopping, mm-hmm. and we went into Jervis Shopping Centre, and we were on, do you know the escalator which goes down? It's kind of over the Brambles Cafe.
As if you came up from the Lewis and then you're going back down again.
Exactly. Yes, that I one there. It. And you can kind of look down over the side and you can see all the cakes and everything like out on the counter. Well, on that exact escalator, when I was about 20 years old, my mom decided that was the perfect moment to pluck up the courage to ask me if I was gay. And so whenever whenever I now go into Jervis and I'm on that escalator, all I can think of is the people who must have been in front of us and behind us who overheard the conversation and were like, what is happening?
Because that escalator is always busy.
It's always busy.
Front and behind you.
So I shared this on my Instagram yesterday, and a lot of people said they're now just going to forevermore look at that escalator and just think of it as the gay escalator. more than one person suggested there should be a plaque erected at that escalator in my honour. But it got me thinking, and I realise this may be niche, although if the figures are to be believed, is it 1 in 10?
Well, yeah.
1 in 10. If you're listening this morning and you have a funny coming out story, I understand that most people don't, but if you do, we would love to hear it this morning. We've got IMC cinema passes for anyone who's willing to share it.
So hold on, she asked the question, but did you actually tell her?
Oh yeah, no, I did. Sorry. I was a teenager. So I went, yeah, of course I am. Did my brother tell you he was straight? And that was kind of the end of it. Yeah.
And then you just went shopping then? You did your day shopping?
That was it. Done and dusted.
That's such a gay son mammy thing to do, to like literally have the coming out story and then go shopping.
Then just go shopping, yeah. what was yours like?
I told my mother when we were watching, oh my God, you laughed.
No.
We were watching Will and Grace and I was 16, right?
Where are you?
And we were sitting on the couch on a Friday night, because remember Channel 4 had all these good shows on a Friday evening.
Yeah, you used to watch
Will and Grace, Big Brother, And I said to Mama, I was like, I've something to tell you. She's like, what? And I just kept pointing at the screen going, it's that. And she was like, what? I was like, it's Will and Grace. She was like, what do you mean? And I was like, it's Will. She's like, oh, you're gay. I was like, yeah. She's like, oh, Grant, okay.
That was a done and dusted.
Do a cup of tea, love. Don't tell your dad for a couple of weeks. I'll tell him.
Love it. If you're listening this morning and you have a coming out story, we would love to hear it. If you want to share it, we've IMC cinema passes up for grabs for every WhatsApp voice note. 0877 98 98 98. So I decided to share on my Instagram yesterday the story of my coming out, which I don't think I'd ever done before. I was in Jervis Shopping Centre yesterday, and every time I stand on the escalator, which is over the Brambles Cafe, I get the flashback of my mother plucking up the courage at when I was about 20 years old of saying on that escalator, are you gay?
That's brilliant.
And it's all I can think of now. Every time I'm on that escalator and I think of the people who must have like being within earshot and their jaws being on the floor. So we were wondering this morning, realising that it's a niche request, but if you'd like to share your coming out story.
Well, a not so niche request, because Aaron has texted us in and said, here, I came out on a Facebook status when I was in fourth year. Stop. The drama was the talk of the school.
Fourth year.
On a Facebook status.
Go on.
I'd love to go back and see that. Was it just like, here, I'm gay?
Leona's been on.
My best friend in my teens rang me one night and asked if he could come over to me, and I said yeah, and he was like, Leona, I'm gay. And I cracked up laughing. I laugh at my nerves, so he knew I laughed at my nerves, so he let me just crack on with giggling for a few minutes. And then when I stopped, he was like, right, are you ready to talk about it? And I was like, yeah, absolutely. But we kind of knew anyway. Yeah, that was a situation. I laughed at him for about 10 minutes before I was actually able to have a straight conversation.
You know when you get I get the nervous giggles though all the time. You know when you're not supposed to laugh,
it's the worst thing when you're telling somebody with the nervous giggles about something. It is literally awful.
Yeah.
Pierce's text us in. I decided the perfect time to come out was while dancing with my entire family to Tina Turner, Proud Mary, at my cousin's 21st. I really don't think she's fully forgiven me for stealing her thunder. No, she really hasn't, Pierce.
I would imagine she hasn't. Louise is in Santry.
Hi, Paul and Brendan. My coming out story starts in the Amsterdam ice bar. I was 18 and I really did not know how to say it to my mom, so I just started to hysterically cry while I did the tour. And as I went around, we started doing the drinks presentation, and the instructor just asked me, are you okay? And I said, yeah, like in floods of tears. I just said, yeah, I'm just a lesbian. And that's what I told my mom and the rest of the tour. So yeah, there you go.
Oh, Louise, I love that. Louise, Leona, Pierce, and Aaron, thank you so much for sharing your coming out stories.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brendan's Big.
98FM with Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Whites that wow in just 15 minutes. 98FM.
Now, Brendan, it's an animal special on Brendan's Big this morning.
It is, Paul. There's been a massive power outage at several government offices offices in Ohio.
Oh.
When phone and internet services went down across a number of buildings, staff assumed that there were engineers working in the kind of complex, and they had assumed that maybe one of the engineers had snipped a wire by mistake, mm-hmm. right? But when those engineers were accused and were adamant that they hadn't done anything wrong, a closer look was taken.
Oh.
And county officials found the network outage was caused by a snackish squirrel. the squirrel, clearly feeling a bit peckish, had nibbled through underground fibre cables.
You're joking.
Yeah, how do they not electrocute themselves? I don't understand how that works. not only that, the squirrel had built a nest inside the fibre cable kind of infrastructure and had chewed through multiple lines.
Oh.
County officials say steps have now been taken to make sure it can't happen again.
I have images of a squirrel dressed like Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible, the red wire or the blue wire, and yeah. just chewing through the right one.
Which one will I go? up next, I have a story of a what's been called a determined beaver. Police in Washington were called out to deal with a beaver that was causing traffic chaos.
Oh.
Officers responded to reports of a suspicious subject, was the call they got, because I think maybe it was nighttime, they couldn't really tell. The suspicious subject attempting to cross the road with zero regard for public safety.
Oh,
so when the cops got there, they realised it was in fact a beaver, and after ignoring what they say were clear verbal commands and then lashing out at them with its tail, the beaver eventually got off the road. Luckily for us, the officers have shared their body-worn camera footage. Take a listen.
Oh my God, no. Wait, let's go. Come on.
I'm always a beaver.
Sidewalk. You can do it.
Go on the sidewalk. Go on the sidewalk.
There you go.
Yes.
It took a lot of convincing, but they managed to get the beaver back into the forest.
Listen, I don't think those green lights are long enough for anybody, so the beaver's dead right to really take its time.
But also, I was thinking, imagine signing up to join the police in Washington and thinking, I'm going to have like a really cool job, like protecting the White House yeah. or some secret politician mission, and then you make the news because you're chasing a beaver up the road.
Listen, you could make the news for worse. I'm for you the could. Beaver.
Finally this morning, if you're a 90s kid like me, I'm sure this movie holds a very special place in your heart. The Lion King is, in my humble opinion, one of the best Disney movies ever made. Well, I think we all attempt to sing along with those opening bars, but do you actually know the words?
No, absolutely.
You just do a
Mashipenya.
Well, I don't know the words either, and I have another question. Do you know what the words mean?
No. Definitely not.
Yeah, but if we don't know the words, we surely don't know what they mean. I don't think I've ever thought about it other than just crowing along, saying the wrong words.
Yeah.
Until I scrolled onto a video online yesterday. It's from a podcast called 154, which chats with African entertainers and athletes, right? Mm-hmm. So they had a comedian on recently called Learnmore Janassi, and he was chatting about being on America's Got Talent back in the
okay,
day.
Okay, yeah.
Right? The conversation then moved on to The Lion King.
Yeah.
Right? They were just chatting away. The two hosts butchered singing the opening bars in the way that I do. And that is when Learnmore sang the correct words and also translated what they mean. Oh. Lion King fans, listen up.
You were way off.
All right. What does it mean?
It means...
Look, there's a lion. Oh my God.
you're joking. That is not what that means.
So what that opening bit of The Lion King means is, look, there's a lion. Oh my God, it's a lion.
I'm 38 years of age and I never ever knew that was a thing.
Neither did I.
I just thought it was like a tribal call.
Same.
And it was going to be this beautiful, message.
Exactly that.
Look, a lion.
There's a lion.
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.